Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that you all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help by plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Most definitely, just remember that the Messiah always intercedes for you and that he will never leave you nor forsake you. All right. So always stay grateful and thankful. Take it one day at a time. All right. Let us turn away from our sins. Let's turn away from any bad habits or, you know, bad thinking or attitudes or what have you, and stay on this. Stay upright. You know, stay on that narrow path forever. Okay. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all right? So let us always comfort and pray for one another. Let us always, you know, support each other, man. We all really need it, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, protecting us coming in and going out, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, his finger of God, just everything, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, his grace, his mercy, his favor, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night, protecting us as we're coming in and going out, just everything, y'all. God, stay grateful and appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. You know, so much going on in the world that just got to slow down a bit, you know, take a deep, calm breath and just, you know, think of God's word, think of God's promises, okay, and just go from there, all right? Yes, yes, y'all, brothers and sisters of the faith, I love you all, praying for you all, okay? So let's always hang in tight, let us always encourage each other in the Lord and uplift each other in Christ, all right? We in this together, okay? You are not alone. You are not alone, people, all right? Remember that. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds, all ends of the earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, the trees, the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Yes, yes. Give him the glory. Yes. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet. You know, cry out there, worship the spirit of truth, serve him with gladness and joy. Rejoice, people, always rejoice. Always rejoice, y'all. You have to, all right? Got to praise in the midst of your situation. You got to play a new song, play it, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength, all right? Got to praise, break, dance, do what you got to do, rejoice, okay? Because a lot of y'all kind of going through some heaviness. You know, you got to shake that stuff off, man. You got to praise and worship, you know what I mean? Don't be so rigid and robotic, all right? Don't let nobody steal your joy or your praise or your happiness, okay? You need that stability and that strength and being firm in these times that we're in, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back, amen? He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. All right, let us keep our oil. Let us keep our lamps. And let us stay watchful and prayed up. Let us keep doing a great commission. Let's keep doing Father's business, Father's will. And just take it one day at a time from here on out, okay? And just know that the Messiah, he is not pulling up by himself. He is bringing company. He is bringing Michael and them holy angels as well, okay? He's bringing them archangels as well. So the Father going to send them out, all right? So let's make sure that the work gets done and that we are ready to go when that time does happen. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get closer to him. Let's know him more personally. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. All right. And anything the Most High told you personally regarding your future, your gifts, your calling, your assignment, honor that and handle that as well. Do your part. Do your end, y'all. Okay. Handle it. Handle Father's business, people. Okay. Handle it. Yes, yes, y'all. So hope that you all are blessed and staying strong out here. All right. Thank the Lord for another day. All right. So today's message, we're going to go through the commentary within the book of Judges. Okay. And this is regarding to Samson. All right. So we'll go through this reading. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading is based in the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 1 through 31. The recommended reading is the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 23. Also, the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. And then also the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. The title of this commentary is Trashed Potential. All right, so let's just go first into the reading of Judges, chapter 16, verses 1 through 31. All right. Judges chapter 16, verses 1 through 20, 31, all right? Judges 16, all right? So here we go. Samson and Delilah. One day Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went to spend a night with her. The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and lay in wait. They waited for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, at dawn we will get him, we will kill him. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Some time later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sarek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Samson answered her, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh thongs that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man. Then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh thongs that had not been dried and tied him with them. With men hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the thongs as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. He said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I'll become as weak as any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then with men hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. Delilah then said to Samson, until now, you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied. He replied, if you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I'll become as weak as any other man. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wove them into the fabric, and tightened it with the pin. Again, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the 3rd time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day and night and nagged him until he was tired to death. So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I have been a Nazarite set apart to God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, come back once more. He has told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off his 7 braids of his hair and began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. The death of Samson. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain." While they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines from my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might and came down the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol, in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led Israel for 20 years. Man, so that is the story of Samson right there. How, you know, just that part, just Judges 16, on how he died, you know. And I just want to read this in commentary scripture with Judges 16. It says, "God remembers his children." Judges 16, verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God. Remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just once more. And let me, with one blow, get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." So what we could get out of the story of Samson is a common thing that a lot of people like to talk about, you know, being careful with women, man, you know, these Delilah-type women out here, right? But the thing is, the problem with immoral women and all that, the book of Proverbs tells us about these types of women, but we know that nature and what they could do, what have you, but it's on us men, our self-control, our leadership, our discretion, discernment, wisdom, understanding to reject these types of people and to not give in to these temptations and to not give in to the flesh. You know, Samson was a man who was given into his own lusts and desires. That's why he failed, okay? And we have to remember that when we were sent out on assignment by God, we have to stay obedient to God no matter what. But with Samson, with stories like Samson, David, Solomon, you see these great men who, you know, disobeyed God's word, who disobeyed God's plan, who disobeyed God's law, statutes, commandments, and you saw what happened to them. So the lesson we got to take out of this, man, is to not give in to temptation, to not give in to other people's advances and orders, and know that people are always trying to set us up. People don't have our best interests. People always want us to compromise our faith or our beliefs or what have you, and we're not standing for that, okay? In these last days, we are firm in the word of God. We are firm in the gospel. We are firm in all of the Bible, okay? And we are not letting nobody stray us away from that, amen? We are on this narrow path, and we're going to stay on this narrow path, amen? Because it's a lot of distractions, a lot of temptations, and a lot of things that's trying to alert people away from God or what have you, and people got their battles out there, you know what I mean? So that's why we got to always pray for each other and always encourage one another, and iron sharpens iron each other, man, you know, because we got to be strong for the Lord, man. You know, we got to be firm and obedient, y'all. Obedience is how, is where our victory is, amen? Obedience, man. All right. So very important, man, to be careful. You women out there got to be careful for certain men. And you brothers out there got to be careful for certain women, man. All right. These people out here, man, they ain't got no good intentions, man. These people don't really care about us. They don't care about our faith. They don't care about the creator we serve, and none of that. All right. We in this world among these nations scattered, and we be in these environments and situations that are basically ungodly, man. So you got to always be firm in the word, always be firm in the faith, no matter where you at in all four corners of the earth. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So that's the reading of Judges chapter 16, verses 1 through 31. Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures as well. So we're going to go to the book of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. All right. Because these recommended scriptures are always related to the story in itself. Okay. So Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of a lowly spirit gains honor. All right, so now we will go into the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. All right. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. Mm-hmm. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. All right. Now let us go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. And obviously, this is one of my favorite scriptures, and many other people's, you know, deal with the armor of God. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. I'll read 10 through 18 the whole way. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of the dark world, principalities, and against the spiritual forces and evilness and wickedness in high places and heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in spirit on all occasions. Pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. I definitely just want to reread Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand. You know, that part, man, got to be firm, people, you know. A lot of us being these different, murky, complex, weird situations or environments or what have you, man. You just got to be firm in the word of God, people. Amen. So let us always be firm, always, all right? Now let us go to the commentary. Title of it, Trashed Potential. You knew that guy in high school, the guy with all the money, the looks, the clothes, and the fastest car. He was the popular one, the guy everyone liked to hang out with, the one who was a lock for being voted most likely to succeed. But instead of taking advantage of all these advantages, he decided to spend his time chasing girls and partying to the dismay of his parents and the ruin of his GPA. Trust fund babies, college playboys, frat house social committee chairmen to direct these terms at other guys to accuse them of riding daddy's coattails and to call into the question their work ethic and the seriousness with which they take life. Those who have less in the world can only scratch their heads and wonder what they could do with the same perks. Now, this is a stereotype to be sure. A few bad apples don't spoil the whole barrel in this case. But as we can't think back on that one guy and not wonder what happened, so also we can't read the story of Samson and not wonder what went haywire. Mighty Samson, who has never lost a battle, is captured by a woman, tortured by his enemies, and enslaved until his death. The mighty warrior who has killed scores of his enemies with rudimentary tools and with his bare hands trips up on the most obvious of ploys. The one who was to be dedicated to God's service for the purpose of saving his people ends up in bondage to the very people he was intended to conquer. What was he thinking? How could he have subjected himself to this kind of trickery? Didn't Delilah ask him repeatedly about the secret of his strength? And couldn't he see where this was leading? Did he forget that the Philistines had come into her house and tried to capture him on a number of occasions? Or did he just enjoy playing this game knowing he couldn't lose? The sad fact is that Samson was just as human as you and I. He allowed his eyes to lead him astray, and he allowed his pride to strategize for him. In some sense, he was a victim of his own success, and he learned the hard way that even a slugger with a perfect batting average can strike out when it matters most. So what can we learn from Samson's story today? Were you the one in high school who squandered your advantages and made foolish choices? Can you think back on times when you deliberately disobeyed what you knew to be God's will for your life and paid the price? If so, gain encouragement from the end of Samson's story. God gave him a second chance to show that he was God's man. And Samson struck a crippling blow to his enemies. God also gives us more chances than we can count to return to him and rededicate ourselves to his mission in the world. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Why was it so easy for Samson to ignore his greatest weakness? How would you describe your greatest weakness? How could God help you turn your weakness into a quality he can use in his great strength? Amen, people. lessons to learn, okay? So let us not walk around with too much regrets or a guilty conscience or self-pity or what have you, okay? Any bad choices or mistakes we made in our life, the Most High, the Messiah, redeemed us for it, okay? His blood was shed for that, okay? His blood was shed for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, all filth, all wrong, okay? So another day you wake up, God has given you another chance to get it right, get closer to him through his son, and to make better choices according to your life, your purpose, and your future, okay? And if you don't really have all the answers right now, you don't have no clarity on where your what your purpose is, what your future is, what have you, keep crying out to God, keep asking him for it, and let the Lord reveal it to you, okay? So just know that God gives us so much chances. His grace and mercy is so unlimited, okay? So let's not take advantage of it or abuse it, all right? Let's handle our assignment for God and, you know, get it done, amen? So that's the commentary, all right, based on Samson, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator, most definitely, y'all, the God of heaven and earth. Praise him. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Most definitely, y'all. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. The advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength, my rock, my salvation, my trust, my everything. Most definitely, y'all, praise him. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, Yahawashai, Ahayashaya, definitely is the sustainer. He is the sufficient one. Praise him. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Most definitely, y'all, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes, y'all, mustard seed faith. Faith is what pleases the Lord, y'all. Faith and obedience, most definitely. God, trust him. Got to believe him and trust him for who he is, y'all. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. He rewards those who seek him diligently, people, okay? Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Praise him, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, most definitely, y'all. Yes, he's the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Most definitely, his word is purified. So just as David said in Psalms, every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says, and his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, the Lord is awesome. His son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood did clean up our mess, y'all. Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, the abiding son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the ancient of days, Adonai, the advocate, the Aleph and Tau, the Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen. The anchor of souls, the angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit. Anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head. Another king, another priest, anthem of a new song. Apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons. Approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption. Arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one. Author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God. Author of the book of life, the availing shield and buckler, the baby of Bethlehem, the baby and child of promise, the balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love, the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, the beautiful and glorious branch, the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, the beginning and ending, the beginning of wisdom, the beloved white and ruddy, the beloved of the Father, the beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potentate, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, the true branch, y'all, the branch of righteousness, the bread of heaven, the bread of God, the bread of life, the breastplate of our righteousness. Yes, he is the bridegroom Lamb, the bright light of glory, the brightness of his glory, the brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus, the Lord, Christ of Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, the comfort of the mourners, the comforter of Zion, the compassionate shepherd, the consuming fire, the confidence, the conquering lamb, the consecrated son, the consolation of Israel, the complete controller of all, the completer of the saints, the contradiction of sinners, the counsel of the Most High, the covenant of the people, the covenant of promise, the covert from the storm, the creator of Israel, the creator of the new heavens and earth, the creator of principalities and powers, the creator of the earth, the creator of the heavens, the creator of visible and invisible things, the creator of the winds, the crown of glory, the crown of pure gold, the darling, the day's man, the day spring from on high, the day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion, the deliverer of my soul, the designer of the universe, the desire of all nations, the desire of our soul, the desire of the bride, the desire of the prophets and kings, the desire of the righteous, the desire of women, the despised and rejected one, despised of the people, the dew of youth, the dew unto Israel, the diadem of beauty, the disallowed stone, the door of faith, the door of the sheep, the dweller of the heavenlies, the El Shaddai, enlarger of God, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign, the ensign for the nations, the ensign of the people, the enthroned priest, the equal of God, the establisher of the ends of the earth, the eternal Christ, the eternal life, the eternal word, the Eucharist of our faith, the everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy, our God, our sure reward, most definitely great and exceeding reward. The excellency of God, the excellent and comely, the executor of judgment, the executor of righteousness, the expectation of David, the express image, the eye of the Lord, the face of God, the face of the Lord, fairer than the children of men, the faithful, fairer than children of man, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, the amazing, the excellence of God, the foreordained eternally, yes, the forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the light, the fountain of Jacob, the fountain of the house of David, the framer of the worlds, the free gift, the free gift, boy, the friend forever, the friend of Abraham, the friend of publicans and sinners, the fruit of the earth, the fruit of the womb, the fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, the glorious Lord, the glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in the flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great King, great Lord, great one, great priest, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, the green tree, the guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, the guide for us, the hand of the Lord, the hanged redeemer, the harmless, the hated one, the hater of iniquity, the head above all, the head of all principality and powers, the head of every man, the head of the body, the head of the corner, the head of the church, the head over all, the head over things, the healer of broken hearts, the healer of souls, the healer of wounds, the health of my countenance, the hearer of prayer, the help of his countenance, the helper of the helpless, the heir of all things, the hidden God, the hidden manna, the high above all, the high and lofty one, the high God, the high Lord, the high priest of good things, the high priest of our profession, the high priest over house of God, the high right hand, the high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, the image of the believers, the image of the Father, the image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, the immortal, the incarnate God, infinite one, the inheritor of all nations, the inheritor of my mountains, the intercessor of sinners, the intercessor of sinners, the jasper and sardine stone, the jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge among nations, the judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justifier of the spirit, the justifier of the circumcision, the justifier of the seed of Israel, the just God, the just Lord, the just man, the just one, the just Savior, the keeper of Israel, the keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, the kindler of Tophet, the King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, the lamp of the feet, last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, the lifted and exalted son, the lifted up suffering symbol, the lifted up of my head, the light and truth, the light everlasting, the light and darkness, the light of heaven, the light of Israel, the light of life, the light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, the light of the path, the light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, the lily of the valley. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of Zion, the living bread, the living redeemer, the living savior, the living stone, the long-suffering God, Lord and Christ, Lord and God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord most definitely Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of lords, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, man. Mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, the one and only sacrifice, one Lord, the one shepherd, the only rock, the ordained lamp of the anointed, the ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcoming Lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, the peacemaker, the perfect peace, the physician, the great physician, excellent physician, the pierced Messiah, the pierced one, the pillar of fire, the plan of renown, yes, the pleased of the Father, the polished shaft, the portion of Jacob, the portion in the land of living, the portion of mine inheritance, the possessor of heaven and earth, the potentate, the potter, the power of God, the powerful and rich Lamb, the praise of the children, the praise of the saints, the preacher of good things, the preacher of righteousness, the precious Lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, the priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, the rabbi, rabbani, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of Hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, the refuge for the oppressed, the refuge for us, the refuge from the storm, the refuge in day of affliction, the refuge in trouble, the reigning lamb, the reproach of men, the rest for our souls, the restorer of Zion, the rejected stone of builders, the resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, the revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, the reverend, the rewarder of servants and prophets, the righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, the salvation of God, the salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, helping out the Samaritan, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, the scorned one, the searcher of hearts, the second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Man, we touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands, approximate footsteps, new path, new journey, new beginnings, new seasons, new fresh starts, new seasons, new scene, new good news, new insights, new experiences, new song to sing, renewed heart people, renewed hearts people. Come on, brand new heart, brand new attitude, brand new habits, brand new life, all right? Make sure you are a new creature in Christ. Make sure you become born again of, make sure you born again of spirit and water, all right? Make sure you repent and get baptized, start your life over the Most High, people, okay? Start your life over, people, all right? Praise the Lord, y'all. He's the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father. Servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, Gloria, shelter. Most definitely, he is a shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, a shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, the shorn lamb, the sign spoken against, the silent and meek lamb, the sin bearer, the sinless high priest, the sinless one, sir, the slayer of the enemy, the smitter of the nations, the smitten judge of Israel, the smitten rock of Horeb, the smitten shepherd, the smitten of God, the son of man, the sower of the word of God, the spirit of Christ, the song of drunkards, the son from heaven, the son of David, the son of freedom, the son of God, the son of Joseph, the son of man in heaven, the son of man, the savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, the spoiler of the principalities, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, the stay, the stiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength in song, the strength in time of trouble, the strength of Israel, the strength of my heart, the strength of my life, the strength of the children, the strength of the Lord, the strength to the needy, the strength to the poor, the stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, the sword of thy excellency, the tabernacle of God, the teacher from God, the teacher of David, the teacher of my path, the tempest of hail and destroying storm, the temple of the city, the tender plant, the terrible God, amazing, wonderful, excellent God, the excellence of the kings, the testament of prophecy, the testator, the testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the high, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, the thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, thy treasure of wisdom, the tried stone, the triumph of Christ, the triumph Christ, the triumph overcomer, the triumph lamb, the true and faithful witness, the true and righteous judge, the true bread from heaven, the true God and eternal life, the true light, the true vine, the truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, the uncomprehendable light, the undefiled, the amazing, the wonders of God, the unspeakable gift, the upholder of all things, the upholding right hand, the valiant right hand, the veil to the new and living way, the very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire. The wall of fire, people. He is the water of life, the revelation, the way, the revelator, the way everlasting, the way of salvation, the way of the just, the way of the Lord, the way to the holiest, the weakness of God, the well-beloved of God, the well-beloved Son, the white linen of the saints, the white stone, the wisdom and knowledge, the wisdom of the just, the wise and strong Lamb, the witness of the Father, the witness of truth, the witness to the people, the wonderful counselor, the word made flesh, the word of God, the word of his power, the word of life, the word of righteousness, the word of the Lord, the worshipful Lord, the worthy Lamb of heaven, the worthy Lord Jesus, the worthy Redeemer, the worthy servant, the wounded one in house of friends, the wounded one for transgressors, the yoke of peace and rest, the young child, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, the zealous one. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Most glory. He gets all the praise, y'all. All the praise, all the glory, y'all. Praise him, people. Amen. So there you have it. All right. That's the message for today. All right. Just a commentary based on Samson. Okay. Make sure you do not waste your potential. Do not waste your calling. Do not waste your life, people. Do not waste your gifts. Do not waste your talents. Everything God gives to you, you give back to the Father. You give him the glory for it. You honor it. You take care of it. You be responsible and disciplined. You hold it down and embrace and enjoy it, man. You know, like God wants you to enjoy things, people. Everything don't got to be all stiff and robotic and rigid, man. God wants you to enjoy things, man. Enjoy your life, people. Things may be a little hectic right now, all four corners of the earth, but enjoy what God gave you, all right? Embrace it, people. Amen. So stop being shy. Stop. Get out your own way. Stop being so self-conscious, man. And enjoy the life God gives you, man. Enjoy the gifts he gave you and give it back to the Lord and help and service others with it. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So that is the word for today. All right. So excuse me. I just pray that you all just stay strong. Take it one day at a time. All right. Take it one day at a time. All right. So what I'd love to do as I close out this message is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. All right. So here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Most definitely. So there you have it. Selah. All right. I'm Jairus Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Repent. Get baptized. Turn from your ways. Start your life over. Get on this narrow path and stay faithful forever. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.